What will haunt you this scary night? These spooky sounds, these ghastly frights. Drinks are stirred, we're all alight. The other side is near us. Tell me a story, tell me a tale of demons and ghosts beyond the veil. A chilling shriek, a thrilling wail. Welcome to Stirred Spirits.
Here's some crunching. Hadley is stuffing her face with these lovely assorted Asian cracker mix that we've been brought by our guest today. But this is Stirred Spirits, as you probably
already
know. Hello. As always, I'm your host, Thomas Saradarian.
I'm your other host and more important host, Hadley Dion.
Yes, the more important host on the ones and twos, or zeros and ones.
I'm the cuter host.
The cuter, you know, yeah, probably. Is it ones and twos for engineering workers, or is it zeros and ones? Zeros and ones, that sounds
into a binary?
Stupid.
What do you mean?
Like, you know how like people say, oh, the engineers on the ones and twos is like DJ Dickhead or whatever. It's like fair enough. We want more crunching. Keep crunching. Give us the ASMR. Fellas. In any case, we debated last week whether our guests are truly special, because every time we have a guest, so they're not really a special guest. But this episode in particular, they are special guests.
Oh, really?
Because
are they?
This is our first fan to booth connection.
Not only like fan, but biggest fan?
Super fans, maybe. Super fans. Would you take that upon yourself to say you're our biggest fans?
Yeah.
Yes.
You'll own that label. Well, tell us who the heck you are, biggest fans and special guests.
My name's Kaylee.
And I'm Eileen.
Lovely.
We were brought together actually by our love of podcasts. I recommended Stirred Spirits to Eileen, and it actually brought us closer as friends. And now here we are in the booth with Thomas and Hadley.
And so is this your first time on a podcast?
It is my very first time, and I'm very excited to be here.
Excellent.
I used to have my own podcast, but it kind of just, you know, failed.
Do you want to tell your story for the fifth time?
You know what's really funny? I can tell it because... Actually, the person, well, I wouldn't be saying any of this if it hadn't.
Oh, we've had a lot to drink already.
I had a podcast.
Yes.
We heard. I had a paranormal podcast with my ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
He was already my ex at the time.
Yes.
It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday! Should we sing to him?
No.
Okay. Well, we're all pretty drunk. I'm sweating. What have we been
drinking
so far?
Don't look at me.
What have we been drinking, special guests?
We had soju, peach, and plum so far, and there is citrone in the fridge for us later.
Heck yeah.
Hell yeah. What's your personal history with soju? Why is this your drink of choice?
Well, I am Korean, so...
Yay! We're big supporters of Korea here on Stirred Spirits, so
which
it's great.
One? Yeah. Well,
both of them, actually. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know, soju, we just really like soju. I've been on like a soju kick.
And ever since we became friends, we've been eating a lot of Korean barbecue and ordering soju subsequently, so that's just our thing now.
I think my soju girls. Favorite soju flavor is fresh. In quotation.
Fresh. Well, that's just the go-to blanket soju,
yeah,
right?
It tastes like rubbing alcohol.
Is it like detergent flavored? What's that?
Oh,
that's
like
Yeah, like Tide Fresh. Yeah.
Clorox.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
How many Korean barbecue places have you been to since you've been friends? Because you're always together based on your social media.
But isn't it because of Stirred Spirits?
Yeah, we brought you to, like, we're taking credit for this friendship.
You should,
so
absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah.
We
probably see each other like 2-3 times a week now.
Yeah.
What a lovely friendship we've brought together, Hadley. We've brought something good into this world. One thing.
Yeah. Now when you kill yourself tonight, you can hold on to that.
We get pretty fucking dark here on Stirred Spirits. Gun in my mouth already. Anyway, all right, let's talk about ghosts. So, as we kind of handled in the pre-discussion, you have a few stories, Kaylee. But
wow, pre-interview.
We had a little pre-interview. We had to make sure they weren't crazy.
We invited strangers
into our home.
I have a very few stories, might like two. Eileen is definitely the spookier one in our friendship.
Don't throw yourself under the bus like that. Own it. You're spookier.
The only ghosts I have in my life are ghosts of ex-boyfriends past, but I do have...
Like Hadley!
Kaylee and Hadley are single!
Kaylee and Hadley are single!
Hashtag that somewhere.
I hate multiple people recently have said, you know, the best part of Stirred Spirits is when Thomas calls you out for being single. And I was like, hey, fuck you.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen as many times tonight.
But, it's already happening.
We're already happening.
We're there. It's happening. So my first story is a ghost story. The second story is a voodoo story.
Ooh. I've never had a voodoo story.
I know. Bring in fresh new content when you bring a fan.
There you go. We got to open your door to everyone that walks by.
Surprise. So the first ghost story that I have. So I was really close with this one group of friends, and we were constantly at this one girl's house there every weekend, I would say. And anytime I would use her restroom, the door handle would jiggle. And I thought it was really strange. It seemed like someone was trying to get into the restroom each time. And she had two doors on opposite ends of the restroom. And it would jiggle on one side.
This is like a weird hallway restroom? Why people just pass through the restroom? Mm-hmm. Very strange.
But really, the door handle would jiggle on both sides. So it would jiggle first on one side and then jiggle on the other side secondly. I'd always open both doors after I was done using it. I thought someone was waiting in line. No one was ever waiting. So I was like, that's super strange. It always seems like someone's trying to use the restroom. A couple weeks later, I brought it up. I was like, hey, this always happens to me. And she goes, oh, no.
What?
I was like, what do you
not
mean?
Not that ghost. Yeah.
So then I was like, what do you mean, oh, no? And she's like, well, you know, our other friend is, you know, more spiritually gifted or whatever. And I was like, I hate this already. She was actually, I think, a white witch. That's what she referred to herself. So
she was ethnically white or like a good witch.
Yeah, I guess white means you use like good magic.
Good magic, yeah.
So,
Thomas, God damn it.
Well, I don't know. She's just a white witch.
We don't discriminate here on Stirred
Spirits. That's true. Yes,
we've had a day. Hold on. Who has a guest cannot claim that?
I would hope that if I'm invited here, you don't.
Yeah, no, we don't. We don't discriminate. Yeah, you made it seem like now we discriminate. We've had a wide variety of orientations and races on the podcast. We keep things diverse. Anyway, let's resume.
Anyway, we're tolerant. So, yeah.
We love both Koreans.
We love both Koreans.
So anyway, she's like, you know, our friend who's spiritually gifted, she says that she sees my grandma here often. Oh. And then I was like, what do you mean? She's like, oh yeah, the other day she was standing in the hallway and she was like leaning on the hallway. And she described this woman to me and I showed her family album. And she's like, that's exactly the woman I see. And it was the grandma all along. So anytime I was at this friend's house, stuff like that would happen.
Why is she trying to get in the bathroom?
She had to pee. She's like, who is this woman in my bathroom?
Get out of there.
So that's just the one little spooky thing. But just stuff like that would happen to where things would happen. She'd be like, oh, yeah, that's my grandma. Oh, yeah, this person.
Oh, yeah, that's my grandma.
Like, she was clearly not malevolent.
Grandma.
The voodoo story is a little bit more malevolent. So my mom is very much inclined, or she feels that she's inclined to the feeling those energies.
Does that mean she's kooky?
No, she doesn't see spirits. Or she said that our family, like very much when they were younger, like aunts and uncles or whatever would see things, but as they got older, not so much. She never saw anything, but she just feels she'll feel like really sick somewhere, and then she'll Google like what is the history of this place, and it'll be like 5 murders occurred here and da 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 da.
Cool.
So she feels she thinks she feels like these bad energies. So she goes into a voodoo shop in New Orleans because she wanted to bring back.
That is the place where you would go to a voodoo shop. I feel it comes with the turf.
So she goes in, and she's like, I want to bring back something cool for my husband. So she picks an ashtray, and it looks like a bunch of human skulls. She's like, oh, this is really cool. It just looks like a bunch of bones piled up. Just kind of weird.
Let's buy that. Yeah, that's the one.
That's what she picks. She brings it home. And immediately after she brings it home, we'd walk out of the house and there would be dead birds. Not only dead, like,
hell yeah.
Dead black, you know, birds, but like their entrails were just out.
Oh my God.
Organs on the front lawn. Sick. So the 3 days of this happened after she brought it
home. Now, did you ever see the birds like rip apart, I guess?
So we would walk out and they would just be everywhere. And this happened for 3 days until they were eventually like, this isn't happening anymore. And they threw it in the trash. Also, my dad threw away a DVD of Constantine, which is the movie about the
The guy fights the hell and the demons
and whatever.
It's a bad movie.
Those two.
So I'm glad that he was like, this is also going.
Yeah, exactly.
2006 was a weird time for the cinema.
He
he'd always hated it.
He
saw something to strike. Well
just,
yeah.
So both of those were thrown out at the same time, and then just no bad things happened after that. But it was just kind
wow,
of
wow. It was really
super,
the Constantine. So it was definitely the
voodoo thing, probably. He was like, "I'm just gonna get rid of all the like the demon things in my house, I guess."
But so you didn't get rid of the pile of bones?
No, they got rid of both.
Oh, okay.
I feel like that's what people need to do in horror movies when like because that's such a beginning of a horror movie where it's like birds start showing up and you're like, what's the newest thing in my house?
This
yeah, probably
of Constantine.
That. Yeah, that's it. Get rid of it. But if they do in horror movies, it just like shows up back on the table. Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Was Keanu Reeves in them?
Yeah, I was about to say.
I think he was Constantine. I could be wrong. I don't know.
We stand our king. Thank you. So then that is the extent of
that
your
is the extent
of your spooky
of my
stories.
History.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was a lot.
For a little pre... I don't know what word I was going to say after pre. A little pre-game?
A little pre-game for the real spooky stuff.
Yeah. There we go.
A warm-up.
Yeah.
More soju!
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. We're back.
Welcome back.
We buried the lead.
We did. We buried the lead here. The Kaylee and Eileen originally approached us because they tried out the Dirty Bird from episode 2, Joseph Simpson's wonderful concoction.
And what did it do?
Yeah.
To
well,
you?
How was your experience with the Dirty Bird?
Because it fucked us up.
We just were so excited, maybe. I don't know. But we, like, chugged that. Like, we were just drinking it as fast as we could.
And then what?
And then, like, 5 minutes later, it was just like, oh, no.
We looked at each other.
Yeah, we're hanging out with my roommates, and we're all, like, we're all drinking whatever, but we were the only ones really. And
just in the corner, just chugging.
Yeah,
it's, like, really sad
just
and scary for
down.
Everyone else involved.
And, yeah, we had one of our other friends was also drinking it, but she was, you know, normal and just, like, taking it slow, but we just looked at each other and just got real. I got really hot.
The heat kind of like, whoa.
I tried to fight someone.
Excellent.
We decided to also throw like a going away party that night. Yeah. I don't know why we thought that was smart. We're like,
this was impromptu after the Dirty Bird. You're like, you know, it would be great. Going away party.
But yeah, the person we were throwing the party for is much larger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And it started out as me just wanting to lift him up for some reason because I thought I could do that.
Yeah.
I'm 5'2
yeah.
And I weigh like 112. And I don't know how I thought I could lift him.
Don't have
but...
to brag.
and then we just started fighting each other. And then I woke up the next morning with like a very, very bruised and sore.
Was this like a real fight? Like it was an angry
was
encounter?
Fight.
Okay.
I don't
okay,
remember.
Okay. You thought it was a real fight. You're like, I've always hated you.
I witnessed it. I think it was fine.
Good.
How did you discover the show? Just on Facebook or...
So Thomas, before the show even started, he posted something about it, like, oh, my friend and I are maybe doing this thing, and I liked it immediately. I was like, oh my God, because Thomas is really funny on Facebook. I don't know if you guys have added him, but I think he's really funny.
Well, please. You know, you can follow me on Instagram, Ed Binox, and that's for later. Yeah, Hadley hates when I plug myself, but see, it works. It brings in good content.
But he posted about it. I was like, that is my dream because I love like ghosts. I love drinking. I was like, this is amazing.
We do
so.
Yes.
So then anytime he'd post about it, I'd like it. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then he finally posted the first episode and I listened to it while I was at work actually.
You're
oops.
Like, this fucking sucks. This was a
mistake.
I was like,
and then it was a letdown. Yeah. And then I loved it and I thought it was super funny. You guys are great, blah, blah, blah. You guys know that. I'm here because I think you guys
are great.
This is
why we brought them on. We're like, oh, thank you.
And then I showed Eileen and she also thought you guys are great. I've actually turned like 3 people on to Stirred Spirit.
Whoa!
Keep rating and reviewing on iTunes.
It makes me feel like I have friends.
Okay. Aside from each other.
You know, you can post on your social.
They think we're their friends, Thomas. Yeah. Oh, do you understand how fucked up that is?
Hadley's feeling a little spicy after 4 soju.
I know where the door is. I'll just let me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You
oh,
also just barge.
Should we talk about that?
Yeah.
Kaylee just fucking opens the door and walks in.
Because we're friends, of course.
I was like,
who the fuck are you?
I put my hand on the doorknob and I was turning. I was like, wow, this is so rude. And I just kind of kept going.
Do you do that often?
No, that is the first time I've ever done that in my
people.
Life. Yeah. And I was just kind of like, oh, I'm committing to the bit now.
Committing to the bit!
So then I walked in and I looked at Hadley and I was so mortified. I just like looked at her and I was like, I'm sorry.
Mortified? The podcast she works on! Let's hear about
ghosts. Oh, man. I hate myself. Me too. Real depression.
Woo! Is this real depression? Stern spirits. Okay. Oh, all right. Let's collect ourselves. Ghosts.
Where to begin?
Did you have a spooky childhood?
I did. I guess my whole family, kind of like Kaylee's mom, like we all kind of have this like sense where like
so
I know. Yeah, my pants are like sticking to my legs.
Yeah,
we just like all kind of get like vibes when we go into places and stuff, and like I don't know, I can tell when there's some sort of spirit somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like I work at Starbucks and
is there a spirit here? Yeah, that's fine. Is there a spirit here?
Did you have to sign an NDA?
Like nobody in this room. Apparently.
I didn't feel anything when I walked in here, really.
That's good. That's good. We always like to check.
A lot of people who feel things come into my apartment and go, this feels very clean.
And I'm like, this is good. I like to hear this. This is good for me.
I fucking sure do too.
But yeah, so like everyone in my family can basically like do that. A lot of us have like repressed it though. Mm-hmm. I think I'm the only one in my family and my sister probably that are kind of like, this is cool.
Like open to it. Yeah.
Where my brother like won't even talk about it. He just like doesn't really, I don't know. But, I guess when, where to even begin? There's so many stories. I grew up in Palos Verdes, which is very like, you know, trees and a lot of green.
Very tree.
Yeah, very, it's very tree.
Such tree.
Lots of hills, you know. And
I'm getting a picture of it.
You see it. A verdant land.
I lived in a two-story house.
Keep bragging on this podcast.
I didn't know we had someone upper middle class.
So we had a lot of windows in our house, and I guess I just grew up being very afraid because I would always look at a look out of our windows and just like see things as a child, you know. And one, I guess this is like one of the like less spooky, but the first apparition I ever really saw was this woman that was in our backyard. It was normally in the early mornings or like late afternoon that she would kind of just walk by our kitchen, and she had her hair in like a tight bun, and she had like a high collar, long sleeve shirt and a skirt. And I thought I was the only one that saw her, and I thought I was just crazy. But everyone in my family saw her, and we even had a family friend that would come over all the time, and she saw her too. And she never did anything to us.
It wasn't just a lady who lived in your backyard.
Yeah. I'm your neighbor. Why won't you ever say hi to me? Yeah. Just say hello.
But yeah, I guess that's like one of the first like moments.
Was it one of those things where like everyone sees it and then finally one day someone's like, do you guys ever see? And everyone's like, the lady with the long sleeve.
Yeah. Shirt? I was like, tight bun?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've had multiple of those.
Yeah. So that was definitely like one of those situations, but not very spooky. But another thing that was kind of like low key, I guess, and a quick story is I used to see these like, I guess, you know, you have a My Neighbor Totoro, like, poster right there.
We're cultured.
I used to see these, like, kind of fantasy-like characters when I was younger. And, like, I thought it was just, like, imaginary friend, you know. But it stopped when I started getting older. But I would see these, like, weird, like, bunny-like spirit, like little creatures.
That sounds cute though. It's always, nice.
Yeah, it was cool.
Thomas loves any like sort of
ghost animals. I'm here for it. It seems cute. It seems endearing.
You don't have to feed them.
They don't poop. It's great.
you just get the better parts of the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my dad used to like see those too when he was younger. So like that's, I don't know, I guess that's cool. But I guess getting into the spookier, scarier things. One story that you know, like really sticks with me just because it's, I think it's the scariest like moment I've ever had in my life.
Cool. so excited.
Yeah. So I grew up doing musical theater. I'm a musical theater kid. Hello.
Every guest.
Every guest is like, so theater. Yeah. And I'm like, get out of my house.
Get out of my home.
Bye. But this is, I guess this is my fault too, and my ex-gay boyfriend's fault. I'm just gonna switch over that.
Don't we all have it?
We're cool. We're, you know, theater.
Theater.
We, one summer, I think we were both 13, 14, around that age, middle school, you know. We were both in production. So how, like, our theater company worked, I guess.
Oh, I'd love to know.
The hierarchy of the theater is what the listeners are here for.
Get ready, guys.
Get ready, yeah. Tell us about the meeting notes.
Yeah. We would have, like, younger shows and older shows, mm-hmm. you know, and we are still, like, we were, like, the older kids of the younger shows, mm-hmm. and we decided that we were, like, too cool to hang out with people, so we bought a Ouija board and thought that would be really cool.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, oh, theaters have ghosts, you know, like, let's try this. And that was a mistake. We brought the Ouija board into our like main theater, and there's this one, I guess, dressing room that everyone would go in, and everyone thought that it was haunted. We called it the Rainbow Room because there were like rainbow pipes in it. Cute.
That's festive.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
And we would like meet there to do the Ouija board.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I feel like Thomas is actually scared shitless a lot of this podcast, and I think he finds the things that make him feel better.
Yeah.
Listen,
and
I'm
so
a
he's
Rickman.
Like, he's like, oh, rainbow pipes. Okay, I can do this. That's nice.
Yeah. People have commented that they enjoy the fact that we interrupt our guests.
We really can't stand to not hear ourselves. Yeah,
I'm on this podcast to listen to it multiple times to hear me. So I try to interject at every point possible.
Okay, so sorry, go on.
No, fine.
Rainbow pipes.
Rainbow room.
Yeah, rainbow pipes. So we would go in there and just be like, ah, spirit, are you here? You know, whatever, and do like the normal, like, hey, and whatever is going on.
Hey.
How you doing?
And so we were also PAs for the older kids show, which doesn't really make sense because we were younger, but anyway. We would just like sit backstage basically and do the Ouija board whenever we had a chance. And this one older guy who was a family friend of ours, he wanted to do the Ouija board with us. And we're like, yeah, sure. He's probably just going to pull some shit, you know, like whatever. And we sit down in the room, we turn the lights off, and we start doing it, and start doing the Ouija board.
We start doing it, you know.
We were 13.
Strange frame of friend, yeah, exploring each other's bodies, discovering sexuality. Yeah. A real Stand By Me moment.
Oh, man. Stand
By Me? Wrong reference, but we're moving on. All right.
I'm worried about you.
I was thinking at the house at the end of the world, but we don't have to. Anyway,
very different.
Very different. But they jerk each other off. Anyway, okay.
Oh,
in the room.
Oh,
they do. That's a key plot point of the movie.
So I would say, like, we were 14. He was probably 17 or 18.
Oh,
yeah, even worse.
Should
but
we be
anyway.
Concerned? Is this,
where's this going?
Are we doxing someone?
So we're all playing. I don't know. Brandon and I, my ex-boyfriend, we are the only ones that are actually touching the little triangle boy. And
the little triangle boy, yes. The planchette, yeah. As industry professionals would call it.
That's so weird. Triangle boy.
The little triangle
boy. That was Thomas's nickname in high school.
How did you know? Are you okay, Hadley? You're moving and driving over here. Stressing me out.
Anxiety. I just feel so much going on in my body. I just need to move.
Do you want
to
talk?
No.
Do
we
talk about it?
I'm very stressed out as to what's going to happen.
We're playing with Triangle Boy.
Yeah, we're playing with Triangle Boy.
I'm going to try to stop moving my legs. Let's all take a deep breath.
Okay.
So you're playing with Triangle Boy.
And And we decide, like, Lucas decides that he wants to be, like, the speaker, I guess, and we're the ones moving Triangle Boy. And he also
really sticking to
I'm
it.
Really about that we're now calling the planchette Triangle Boy.
It will yeah. never
It will
be
also probably be the title of the episode.
Oh. Triangle Boy. Here I am. That's what I'm here for. Okay, anyway. And he decides to tell us how he, because his dad passed away when he was younger. Sad. And,
sad. Whatever. Moving on. Sad.
I don't process emotion well, but I want you to know I understand this should be sad.
Humans should process this as sad.
Yeah. And his mom decided to take him to a medium. So, like, ooh.
Okay.
And this medium told him that basically he has these, like, spirit emotions within him. You know, like, there's, like, a happiness, there's a sad, there's an anger. And his anger slash, like, aggravation spirit, I guess, had... I should have asked him, but he had some sort of name, and it's basically like his Voldemort.
Okay.
And so like he
don't
can't
say
really
say it here.
Yeah. He like can't talk about it.
Good.
And
good. And summoning things.
Yeah. Yeah. And
not today, boy.
Trying the boy. And so that's just a part of the story right there. Some cool. background. And so we start talking to the thing. Lucas is like talking to it, saying, "Spirit, are you here?" Whatever.
Do you know its name?
I don't remember its name.
Good.
Yeah.
Because I would be down. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I think I repressed it. Like, I think after this experience, I was like, not gonna, nope.
Not
like,
remembering
not,
that
not
one.
Today.
Yeah.
And so he starts asking questions, and it's just like the basic, hi, like, who's here, whatever. And it starts basically spelling out just like very specific things to Lucas. And Brandon and I are the only ones that are moving it. So we're just like, okay, like, what's going on, you know?
Lucas isn't part of this.
Yeah, like, yeah. He's literally sitting, like, on the table. And mind you, there's, like, a giant mirror, too, in the room.
Good.
Like,
great.
A very,
it's
very...
Excellent.
So what
it's a dressing room.
What kind of stuff is it saying?
It started, like, I guess, just, like, throwing hits, like, at Lucas. Like, it was just, like, remember your dad. Damn. And like stuff like that, and like
you suck. Come to play. You
yeah.
suck.
Yeah, you're the worst. But yeah, it was just like coming for him basically, and it started getting really personal and just like asking these really personal questions and just like getting into his head. And he started like yelling at the board.
Oh.
And but like at that point, it was just like, okay, this is just Lucas. Like he's just getting mad.
This classic Lucas yelling at things no one else can yeah. see.
I'm sorry, I moved this.
Oh, that happens
know.
All the
is
time.
Is it okay? Are we okay?
You're fine. Oh God.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Forgot
this
it was
isn't even her first podcast. It's not even her first podcast.
I know,
what she's
I'm
bringing
the
this.
Worst. Yeah. But yeah, so
ooh,
things
hot.
Start getting a little heated, right? Haha, it's hot.
Oh, mama
things, things start getting heated. I start getting nervous just because, like, I know Lucas and how he, like, you know, whatever, gets very emotional very easily. And this is a point where he like tells us to stop, and he tells us that he, you know, went to a medium and thinks that we're talking to the spirit. And I was like, yo, what the fuck? You know?
So we hadn't given you this information.
No.
Beforehand.
Yeah. He like stops the board.
Yeah,
and I was like,
you, dude.
Yeah. I was like, okay, so should we stop? And he was like, no, we're in too deep. And I was like, what does
that's
that mean?
Not a good thing to say.
Yeah. And, like, of course, we're like young and naive and whatever. We're like, okay, let's like keep on going. Like whatever.
Close
and,
the circle.
Yeah. And Lucas just starts, like, talking to the board, and, like, the thing, the
triangle
boy is just, like, moving all over the board. Like, I don't even know what it's saying, and Lucas is just kind of responding to it, you know?
Oh, without knowing even what it's saying?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he's just, like, yelling at the board, I don't know what's going on, Brandon's freaking out.
This is
out.
Really upsetting. Like,
yeah, like, this is terrifying, I'm 14, like, chill. and all of a sudden, like... We get freaked out, whatever. Brandon, like, goes turn the lights on, and Lucas's eyes are going into the back of his head.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, my God, like, freaking out, like, throw a triangle boy. And I was like, okay, this is over. Like, we're done. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. Brandon's already out the door. Like, he is.
There's, like, a cartoon, like, puff of smoke
yeah,
as he sprints out.
He's out of there. And I, like, look at Lucas, and I'm, like, shaking him, you know? And his eyes, like, roll back into, like, how they normally should be. And
yes.
And he looks at me and just like walks away.
What?
And, like, and for the rest of the evening he was like he was not the same.
Ooh.
So yeah. So
I don't know
like,
about that.
He was one of the leads in the show that they were doing, and he just like would walk on stage, do his part, walk off stage, wouldn't talk to anyone, like was in his own zone. Like no one could shake him. Like, no.
It's good that he still did the performance.
Yeah, he did the performance. That's good.
He's committed to, he's loyal.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to turn on the hall light. I'm a little shit.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's that story. That freaked me out.
That makes me feel better.
Quite a long time. Yeah.
Guys, I feel like you really fucked me up. Oh, my God. I don't know what the fuck you did to me. But I'm like really not
doing so well.
Oh no. I don't know if my next story is gonna be good either.
Keep going.
Yeah, they just get worse. I don't know. No, that one was pretty bad because that like actually happened and I felt like I was watching Insidious.
So the next one's a lot.
Yeah, I was gonna say the next one's just a made-up story.
The next one is a sleep paralysis story.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I have sleep paralysis, which sucks.
Not great.
Yeah. And so, like, you know, people have sleep paralysis, whatever. My sleep paralysis is, like, different, I guess, just because I think it's because I'm connected to the spirit world, I guess, if you will. And, like, the first sleep paralysis I ever experienced was low-key, you know, just the regular, like, gargoyle-like thing sitting on your chest.
Yeah.
Or, like, choking you
out.
Basically.
Yeah.
Fun. Yeah, super fun. Really great. No love it. Deal. And, like, I'm in high school, too, so this sucks. But,
You're in high school? We've been giving you alcohol!
Oh, no. And this Sorry. Is kind of like
I hate myself. Oh, no.
That's the third time you say it, people are gonna start believing it. Okay.
It's okay, you talk about killing yourself every episode.
That's part of the charm. That's part of the charm.
What I do every day.
Alright, so you got a gargoyle on your chest.
Yeah, gargoyle on my chest.
Gargoyle on your chest.
Yeah.
I'm gonna lay down while I listen.
Okay.
But
okay, thank you, Hadley. Hadley's on the floor, but we still have probably half the podcast left to do.
So
there's a
oh my god! Broke Hadley.
We broke
Hadley's
everyone.
Broken.
We ruined this podcast.
Sorry, no more Stirred Spirits.
Sponsored by Soju.
Sponsored by Soju. Sponsored by Hadley's existential screams.
Sponsored by Triangle Boy.
Do you guys wanna hear how high my voice can go?
No.
Oh, yes. God. No. I love scary
Hadley,
neighbors.
Please.
Ready?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Stop. How do you do
Stop
that?
It.
Can you teach me?
Stop.
I don't think I can even scream.
Oh my god.
What note is
that? I love it.
Anyway.
Okay.
I was abducted by aliens.
Yeah, I was
okay. So sleep paralysis, gargoyles, aliens.
Yeah,
okay.
So basically
it's all coming together.
Basically, spooky shit. I think I was abducted. I can't tell if it was actual sleep paralysis or not, but this is a pretty scary story. if you can't tell, I was a very anxious and stressed high schooler and still am. I got home from school and wanted to take a nap real bad. And
I respect that.
And like, I nap everywhere, but I would never sleep in my own bed for some reason. Like, we had like
even at night?
Yeah, we had like a working / like playroom that my brother and I would that we would hang out in. And there was a bed in there for some reason. And like, I guess I would just fall asleep on that bed, like, doing homework. So I slept in there. I never slept in my room because I didn't like my room. Because at night at, like, 3 a.m., witching hour, this, like, and my sister was the sharing room, like, next to me. We would hear at 3 o'clock sharp every day, we would hear something start in her room, like, walk around and then walk into my room, like, make a lot of noise, go into her room just throughout the whole entire hour.
Hate that.
So I hated my room. I never wanted to be in there alone.
Fair.
Like, it was the worst. So I would sleep in the other room. And for some reason, this one day that I wanted to take a nap, I decided to take a nap in my room. Which is really, really weird. Like, that is so weird. You can ask any of my family members.
It's
like,
so weird that, like, Kaylee's just, like, on her phone, like, doesn't even care about her story.
We're friends.
First of all, I know Eileen's entire life.
Exposed.
So.
Exposed.
Roasted.
Oh,
Okay. I'm gonna put my phone down because I feel like a horrible person.
Everything's fine.
Thank you, Hadley.
I'm sorry, I feel so saucy.
Saucy?
Hadley is very saucy.
I like it.
Saucy.
saucy.
But yeah, so anyway, I decided to take a nap. Yeah, I take a nap, fall asleep, you know, the whole shebang. And I have sleep paralysis, and at this point, I've had sleep paralysis so often that I, like, know that I'm having it, basically. But the weird thing about this one, so, like, okay, when you have sleep paralysis, you're basically frozen, you can't move, yeah. Yada yada, whatever. In this sleep paralysis that I had, quote, sleep paralysis, I couldn't move, like, my position, and I opened my eyes, and I was literally laying, like, you know, the typical sleep position.
On your side?
On my side. And the room normally looks exactly how you left it when you fell asleep, basically. So this is in the middle of the day. So it would have been like, you know, sunlight, everything, whatever. For some reason, the room turned like a blue color, mm-hmm. you know, like a blue white color. And I didn't know what was going on. And I was like, okay, this is probably sleep paralysis. Let me try to like wake myself up. Let me try screaming. Let me try moving around, whatever, you know, whatever to wake myself up. But I started hearing noises, which is not a part of sleep paralysis. Mm-hmm. Like that's not a thing. And it sounded like a whoosh sound, like whoosh, 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 like just like over and over and over again. And I was just like, ha, what is that? And,
weird.
And it got like, it got so loud that it was almost like a sonic boom. Like ooh. It was like, it was so loud. And like, I felt like my eardrums were about to burst. And then right after that, like there was a very, very bright light. And then I felt myself rise out of my bed.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I shit you. Like, I cannot make this up. Like this happened. And it was this one of the scariest days of my life. I started rising out of my bed. And I was still in my, like, position, but once I started rising, I could, like, kind of move my body. Like, I kind of felt like, I don't know, like a mold. Like, it was so
like weird. A mold? Love that's mold. What you went for?
I don't think that's what I meant to
Jell-O flubbers mold.
I almost said Jell-O and then stopped
and
myself.
And then so like, no, mold's mold. The right one.
Yeah. And I'm rising, whatever, in my bed, and then I started freaking out. And the second I woke up was when I dropped back down into my bed. Like, I started moving, and then I blacked out, and then I hit the bed, and I woke up.
So you felt yourself, like, drop into the bed.
That's the first time I've ever... Like, normally when I wake up from sleep paralysis, it's just like a, hooah, like...
Yeah, whoa!
I'm awake now, you know?
Like, hello!
Like, yeah, hello, that sucked, you know? But this time I woke up, had no idea what was happening.
Ooh.
And I like ran down to the kitchen.
Well, gotta do math homework. Yeah,
I like sprint down to the kitchen. My mom's making dinner, and I was like, I think I got abducted. And you would think like my mom would say, no, like that didn't happen. Like you probably just had bad sleep paralysis or a bad dream. She said, yeah, you probably were.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
And like.
That's probably affirming in some capacity,
he's like,
though.
I just saw a flying saucer.
Yeah. But this is the thing that makes it scary. When okay. she was younger, she would see, like, UFOs all the time. So she was 100% dead serious when she said, like, you probably were.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But, yeah, that was probably the spookiest thing that's ever happened to me. I think I was abducted.
Have you had any return experiences with...
Not yet. There's been, like, one moment where I thought some sort of, like, UFO was following me in my car.
Ooh.
And that was
But it was Kaylee in her car?
But it was
honestly,
actually...
We can't be separated. But
it was Kaylee.
Why are you getting away from me?
It was before we became friends. It's a whole plan.
Oh, heartbreaking.
Kaylee is an alien.
Oh.
Surprise. Just really fast, I just want to say that I'm not a rude friend. Because my mom was...
Oh, my God!
Say this because it was kind of comical. My mom was texting me. She's like, can I FaceTime you right now? And then I was like, no, Mom, I'm recording a podcast. Like, so I just wanted to put that out there.
Does your mom have a spooky story? Would she like to come on the pod via FaceTime?
Oh, my God. No one commented that I came back up to the mic. I was kind of hurt.
I wanted everyone to be like, Hadley's back. Yeah.
Well, you were participating from the floor.
And you came up once. I almost commented. It was really funny because Hadley was laying down on the floor and then she came up once to the mic and said, no! And then she went back down. And I love that. I was like, you are perfect.
What I didn't say is the second time I came back up as I... up in my head, I was going, coming out of my cage.
Amazing. Classic.
I love that.
The Killers, please sponsor us. Sponsor Thomas
Flowers.
And Hadley, please.
Brand Flowers, date Hadley. Or Kaylee. All right, so you have another story.
Yeah, I have one last story. This is kind of a short one. So, kind of sad, but my dad passed away recently. Sorry. No, it's fine. Hello, everyone. But
I'm sure it's not fine.
He used to do this thing. Wow, this is like so sentimental and sad. But I'm fine. But he used to basically fuck with us all the time, you know, like lift the sheets up when we were asleep and like pull our feet and, you know.
Sounds awful.
Yeah, it was awful. It was the worst. It was so bad. He used to fuck with us all the time. But basically, like a couple weeks after he passed away, he went through like all of our close family. So like my mom, my sister, my brother, then me. And that's, you know, I'm the youngest. So that makes sense, I guess. But he, I guess, like visited all of us mm-hmm. after he passed away. And he did that to all of us. And I just, that like gives me the
each of you just like pull up the covers and grabbed your feet.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. And he didn't like pull, but he more so like, this sounds so gross, but like tickled mm-hmm. or like, you know, like kind of like, yeah, like, ew, gross. But you
Dad.
Know.
So, yeah. So did you wake up during the tickling or like the sheets were lifted? You're like, what the hell? Then like your feet started getting tickled. Yet, Dad?
That's literally exactly how it went. I woke up and it was like, what the fuck? Yeah, and yeah. I was just like, oh, hey, you know,
because at that point, so many people had told you, you were like, oh, God.
Yeah, literally.
My time's a coming.
I've been waiting.
Yeah, that's literally what happened. And you and my roommate Marina were saying how like, oh, he just, or was this you? I don't know. But it probably was you. But how he was just like, oh, gotta get to Arizona. Like, now gotta get back to Los Angeles. Like,
wait, you said gotta get to Arizona?
Yeah, because my brother lives. Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry.
That's so weird.
Yeah, but he like.
I was just like, okay.
Sure, yeah, why not? Yeah,
but he visited all of us. So like my mom's in Texas, so he went to Texas first, then went to Beverly Hills because that's where my sister lives, then went Ritzy. To Arizona, and then went to me. So he was just, you know, jumping around the U.S.
skipping and bopping,
sweating.
It's real so hot. Well, thank you. I think wow. I guess yay. That's that.
Did you guys that. Was this everything
was
you
this
wanted?
Everything you ever dreamed so of?
This was a dream come true.
Excellent. Do you have anything to plug?
We're going to hopefully start a podcast together.
Oh,
at some
yeah.
point.
Wow. Oh, fucking content!
We just want to be.
You've already tried to take over this one!
We just want to be Thomas and Hadley so bad when we grow up.
I feel you.
We're going
you
to too. Call it Trash Baby Takeover, oh, which yes, is
trash
named after
baby I like that.
A nice. Really stupid inside joke that would not be funny if I even tried to explain
it. I think you should explain
you.
It.
No, I don't want to.
Okay. I
all right. Will you have us on?
Well, yeah, yes. Can we be guests
oh
on
God.
Trash
right.
Baby Takeover?
First episode actually.
Yes!
What's
it about?
Yeah, that's
so
probably the better question.
We don't even know yet. We're just going to talk. Okay. We're just going to talk about cool. shit and see where it goes. I guess if you want to follow us on social media, that's cool too.
Yeah.
I am KAYVERKROK on pretty much everything.
That sounds like a radio station.
And then, Eileen, plug your shit, dude.
My Instagram is Mantequilla22.
Named after butter.
Yeah, it's butter in Spanish. So Mantequilla 22.
Two L's.
Oh my God. LLA. I dye my hair like every month, so.
Keep up with her fun hair colors.
What do you want to plug yourself? Ooh. Plug Sad Dad.
Well, you can follow me on Instagram at big_sad_dad. You can follow me on Twitter at _sad_dad. And Merry-Go-Round Magazine is back on the socials. You can follow us.
I just liked it.
Yes, Hadley just liked it. You can like it too. It's at MGR Magazine to hear hot cultural takes not related to ghosts. Rate and review us on iTunes.
Please. Have you guys done that?
Hell yeah.
Uh-oh. Fake fans.
Fake
and now
fans.
It actually applies.
Yes.
Hadley, you are just ready to sing
honestly,
tonight.
Thomas, I just need to, like, I think I have to go to, like, a club by myself. Dance. Just feel it
just
out.
A flash.
I'm over
moment.
Here. Why can't you see me?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
All right. That's Stirred Spirit. Thanks, everyone. Thanks
Thank
to our
you.
Fans. The Dirty Bird.
The Dirty Bird. Oh, yeah. Also, we call you guys
also
the Dirty
trash
Birds.
Baby.
I love that.
Amazing.
Amazing. Oh, and our baby Dirty Bird.
Trash
our
babies,
beautiful
yes.
Dirty Bird Trash Baby.
Trash Baby. All right. All have right. a good one.
Bye,